I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado State Veterinarian says a freezing forecast may not be good news for crops that were planted late this year, but it could be good for one thing. That's reducing the spread of agricultural vesicular stomatitis. Dr. Keith Rohr says cases of vesicular stomatitis, or VSV, have been identified in 35 counties.
We've had an extensive outbreak that started in early July and has continued through the present day. We've had approximately 660 some locations that have been under movement restrictions, either hold orders on suspect cases or quarantines when we've actually done laboratory testing to confirm infection. About 17 of those quarantines remain in 13 counties across Colorado. And because of the infectious nature of the disease through insect vectors, until we have a number of hard freezes, we'll expect that we'll continue to see vesicular stomatitis in Colorado.
Rohr says in the past, outbreaks have occurred in 1994-95, 2004-05, and 2014-15. So this outbreak is already unusual. Just once in 2015, cases persisted from summer through winter and into the spring of 2016. His hope is that cold weather will prevent this one from persisting.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.